Thank you so much. The Newsoms in the Bay Area taking care of this broadcast of this gathering that we are having here on a conference call. Today it is October 5th, 2020. I welcome you all. A wild card. We are still waiting for Win Free to be back here. He got sidetracked. And let's see what's going to happen tonight on this call. And right after this show, the 1 hour show, we go over to a different conference call. Will not be broadcast on the radio. And it will be our daily whole planet healing gathering, where we gather, talk to each other for a few minutes, and then we mute the phone lines. Usually Win reads an excerpt of the channeled materials, where after we either open up the phone lines where everybody has a chance to put issues into the love light, global issues, and not the personal issues. We keep that for Sundays. And then after that, Win does a planetary visualization. And you can find, actually, let me first give you the phone number, which is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. You can also find this phone number at the dedicated website, wholeplanethealing.com. We had a few more people joined in here. Good evening to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Welcome to you, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hi, guys. Hey, Bonnie.
Anyone else, feel free to say a name or location. We welcome you all. And Win, I believe you are back.
I am back, and I think we're on BBS now, right?
We are live on BBS, yes.
So let's get started. Lauren, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Talk louder.
Actually, you know, I hear Lauren clearly, but you're a little bit in the background, Win.
Hello.
Heaven, no.
I'm coming up on the console.
You are. I can hear you, but you're not as loud as the rest of the callers.
Yeah.
I'm hearing you just fine.
All right.
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear, Lauren. A lot louder than Win, actually.
Yeah.
I can hear both of you fine.
All right.
So I'm coming in on my console looking at the speakers, and I'm coming in loud, okay?
All right.
So
muted.
See if Lauren, I don't think Lauren is in the moderator. Are you a moderator, Lauren?
Lauren, do a star.
No.
Do star six.
Okay, here you are.
We got it.
I hear you.
Okay, so we're gonna start.
All right. Yeah. So it is today, October the 5th.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you. Okay. Let's get going, okay?
The recording has started. Okay.
This is October the 5th, 2020, and Win and Terry in Sedona. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And this is our Monday night wild card. You never know what's going to happen, usually. And I decided to bring Lauren on tonight. You know, Lauren has been coming to our calls now for about a year, what'd you say, or longer?
Maybe longer. Yeah.
Maybe longer. And I've been getting to know him better and better. In fact, I'm getting to know everybody better and better. And whether you guys realize it or not, as far as I'm concerned, it's kind of a miracle the way the interactions between people have been growing. And having a genuine, heartfelt connection. And you know, that's something you can't force. You can't tell people to everybody love each other. You can say it, but they won't listen. But it's, you know, it's due to a combination of reasons. One of them is our sources and the incredible information we get. Another one is the energy on the call tends to reach people at a soul level, at their true being. And so when people start getting to know each other, they're knowing each other not with a personality level first. You know, most of these times, when we think you're getting to know somebody, well, what do you do? How do you do it? We get to have conversations. And if we're lucky, we make a connection. Most of the time, it kind of stays on the surface, and it doesn't reach the deeper levels. In fact, even when we start a relationship with somebody, oftentimes you start a relationship and you sleep with somebody and you still don't have what I'm calling a soul level connection. But it's a big connection because it's sexual, and that creates an exchange of all your body energies. Hey, I'm just curious. Have any of you ever done that?
Unmuted.
Of course.
Of course. Is that Bruce?
No, it's Roger.
Bruce, you're the... Oh, Roger. Bruce, you're the only guy... Well, Roger, who else? Who else has done that? Come on, women. We won't think bad of you. Who was that?
Anonymous.
I know who you are, but I won't tell. Anyone else want to confess? Lauren, are you there?
No.
So,
I'm not there either.
Me either. Me either.
And Lauren, you don't want to confess, do you? You won't even say no.
I actually haven't had that experience.
Yeah. So everyone you've ever slept with, you've had a soul-level connection with them. You have. Oh, okay. Good work.
Yeah.
And anyone else want to make a confession? That's enough. That's enough.
Well, I can say one thing. It's like I made a few connections I was really sorry about.
Okay.
That can happen, yes.
Luckily, I wasn't one of them, right?
No, you weren't.
Okay. Well, in any
case. But I felt like I had a soul connection with you the first time I ever looked at you.
Yeah, well, you know, the first time I ever looked at you, I said, this person's going to be trouble. And things is when you have a soul level connection with somebody, then whether it's you go into an intimacy or whether you don't, or whether you become friends, there's a very magical thing that happens. And what that is you both know each other's shadow stuff. And you can know it and not judge it. And you can hold for another person, and they can go through their stuff without getting rejected. Any of you have that experience?
You know what I... the things are about to be off.
Thank you.
I have something, but I want to share, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
And that is, I did the like a month or two ago, a job, and a Friday late, a lady who had run out of power, and I did a quick fix on her meter panel, and but anyway, as soon as I saw her and met her, we totally connected, and.
You gotta watch your language there, Hive. You know, when you do a fix quick on a meter panel of a strange lady, I'm not sure what that means. Never mind. Go ahead.
However, I just, you know, we met once. We stayed in contact after, and we really like each other. And this weekend we went to. Nevada City together. We stayed there the night, and we had a fantastic time. And also, we were checked by Dr. Ging. Looked at us in their eyes and stuff. Oh, he said, "You guys are soulmates." Anyway, yeah. So, but anyway, it's just a beautiful connection I have with this wonderful lady, and it's very promising and. I can't get that out of my mind.
Wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Right, right. And then we're so aligned with each other, with all, you know, what I'm doing, what she's doing, what I believe, what she believes. It's just perfect.
Oh, that's so
cute.
Wonderful.
Did she end up looking like Frankenstein as well?
No, because it all happened to be, you know, the whole schedule with Dr. Ging was completely out of whack, of course. And so she wasn't even treated by Dr. Ging. Yeah. And then after my experience, she was very glad that she wasn't.
Yeah. Okay. Well... In any case, I talked about that because you can keep that idea in mind. And the real question is, how do you get a soul connection with somebody? And I can give you what I think is an answer. It may not be the only thing, okay? But there's a moment when you're meeting somebody or you're with somebody and there's that flash of energy and connection before you talk, before you try to engage. Anyone relate to that moment? Know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yep.
I don't get a flash, but I get a recognition.
Yeah. The thing about it is, you can call it recognition, you can call it a flash. You can call it, you know, there's a metaphysical word for it called Tuaji. And Tuaji means the gaze of God. And you have this moment where two people are connecting in the God part of each other. And, you know, it usually goes through your body. And if you want to have a soul-level connection with somebody, you have to say something to them at that moment. You know, a lot of times you think you can go back to it and bring it back. My experience is you can't. It doesn't come back. You end up at another level. You have to say something at the moment to anchor that flash of energy. And something honest that says, you know, I really felt you just then. Could you sense it? You know, I'd really like to get to know you. Want to have coffee together? At that moment, you got to capture the energy. And that is to give yourself the highest chance of establishing a soul connection with that person. Because you take that moment, and that moment actually is a soul connection. It is a soul connection, and you jump into it. You're very vulnerable. They're vulnerable. And you jump into it, and you have a little bit of courage, and say something to anchor the energy. Does that make sense?
Yes, but no. I've experienced it even more literally than that, where I actually had, there was actually a flash of blue light between us, like a lightning, but it was blue.
Yeah. And did they see it as well?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it was accompanied by a loud sound, kind of like a firecracker,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. we both jumped. We both jumped at the same time, so, you know,
wow.
Yeah, we both experienced it.
Now, did you end up in a relationship with that person?
Yes, and it took me a long time to, I don't think at the time I even knew what a twin flame was, but I came to the realization later in life that that was my twin flame.
Are you still together?
No, he's gone now.
Okay.
He's all on right. The other side.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. Well, you know
okay.
what? It was a great experience, though, to have that
oh, yeah.
in your life.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, more than one person can be your twin flame. And, you know, I have a theory that when you have a flash of energy with somebody and you capture it in some way, shape, or form, similar to what I said, that can develop into what is like a twin flame relationship, okay? Because we're all part of each other. And in a sense, there's not a limit on the number of twin flames potential relationships. It's a matter of
soulmate? Are you talking about soulmate versus a twin flame?
Well, she used the word twin flame, and
yeah,
soulmate.
A soulmate.
It's when your soul is split at the very. At the very moment of your creation, your soul is split, and one half of it goes one way, and the other half of it goes the other way. That's your twin flame. You can have a lot of soulmates,
yeah.
but only one twin
yeah.
flame.
Yeah.
Okay, I stand corrected, and that's why I'm going to have a conversation with Lauren tonight, and I got to mute everybody, and. And I gave you guys a huge tip about establishing a relationship at the moment of a flash of energy. And I do it all the time. And it doesn't mean I have to pursue the relationship. Like, when I feel an energy connection with somebody, I mean, I usually find some way to acknowledge them. Like, if I'm going through a supermarket line, you know, these are places where you're engaging with strangers, and the cashier is smiling, and she's passing genuine energy to the people in the line, I'll usually say something like, you know, you're cheering everybody up. I want to thank you for that. And did you know you might be from another dimension? You would be amazed at how many people respond to that line. I wish somebody walked up to me when I was younger and said that. And they say, oh, now I understand. You know, because people who are wanderers that come in, they just feel out of place. And they know there's something special about them, but no one else knows. And so they look kind of crazy. Okay? Helen, are you here? Oh, wait, she's muted. I could use Helen as an example, but a lot of you are examples in one way or another. And, you know, the thing about it is when you're a wanderer or a starseed from another dimension, hang on a second. I'm going to mute everybody.
Muted.
And Lauren, you're going to have to unmute yourself, okay?
Oh, can you hear me?
I hear you. Right. Okay, thank you. When you're here from another dimension, there's a tendency to feel alienated, that no one understands you, that you're deep and you see people deeply, but they don't know it. And you're still in a physical body, and your physical body needs what a physical body needs. And it's very important to recognize your physical body and understand it. You know, as Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. And everybody is different. And you have to, like, not, you know, what works for somebody else may not work for you, and vice versa. So you have to learn about your body for yourself. Because if you don't handle your body, it'll block off your spiritual energy, because your energy has to work through your body. So what are the unique things that you like to do that make you happy? Like today, Terry and I went out. We haven't gone out for a while. And we went to a restaurant. And I could see while we were sitting in that restaurant, she was just flowing into the environment and feeling really more joyful. And I realized I have to make sure I go out with her enough, because I don't need to go out. Or if I go out, I go to a coffee shop and work. But she likes, it's not just like, it lifts her energy. And particularly right now, it's not good for her to go out by herself, because she still has a little bit of a limp, and she can be careless, and I have to make sure she doesn't get this flu that's running around, because, you know, she doesn't have all her vitality, and she'd probably be a vulnerable person. if she was hanging out with COVID people. But, you know, I made sure we went to a restaurant that had an outdoor patio. And by the time we came home, are you still cheery, Terry?
Before Terry comes back in, I just have a curious question. Did she go together in one car? Did you guys drive in one car this time?
We drove in one car.
We drove in one car.
Right.
I'm glad to hear that's all right.
Hi, knows our radio syncrasies.
We usually drive in two cars, and that way, if one of us gets bored, we can leave.
We go in two cars, so nobody feels trapped. If she wants to stay, I can leave, and if I want to stay, she can leave. And particularly if we're going out with somebody else, I can leave. I get bored more quickly than she does, okay? She's much more patient than I am. And if I get impatient, I can seem like I'm obnoxious. But Terry is just so good at, on a personal level, of making people feel loved, okay? And I'm good at making people feel loved in a public way. Okay, I think I could say that, usually. So, you know, we're different, but we're complementary. Sometimes people think I'm bossy. I get emails. Don't be so bossy with Terry. But you don't know how Terry is, okay? If somebody wasn't bossy with her, we would never have any money because she would buy everything she saw on the internet. And she still buys things she sees. And we have all these health products that she takes a few times that sit there. And I have to tell her, you don't have to buy six, buy one, see if you like it. You know, it's just, but it's like.
Yeah, but sometimes I buy one and then you buy 12 or 16.
well, because we decided it was good, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, this is what I said earlier. If you want to have a soul level connection with somebody, and I don't know if you want to call it soul level or soulmates or twin flames. I don't like twin flames because it sounds like we're joined at the hip, even if we are. But if you want to have that, you have to be able to work around the other person's shadow stuff, okay? The other person's, you know, I'm using Terry as an example since we do that, right? And that I know how she is. And at one point, I used to probably judge her and tear my hair out. But now I realize it's part of her nature. And she can't help it. And I have my nature.
Socrates said I was, was the worst wife. Shakespeare even said that, my earlier life, it was the worst wife that ever existed, I think.
Right. and she can be stubborn. She has four planets in Taurus, okay? And unbelievably stubborn. And I can be unbelievably bossy. When I get too bossy and she gets too stubborn, she ends up starting hitting herself and saying, "You're telling me I'm wrong. I mean, don't tell me I'm wrong." It's like, you know. And then I tell her, "You know what? If every time I say something, you hit yourself, I feel very frustrated." And so, because it has to do, you know, St. Catherine used to hit herself. And St. Catherine used to wear a hair shirt. And Part of the reason is when somebody's very sensitive and they go to very high levels to channel, they can pick up a lot of stuff and they get entities. I don't know if that's the only reason, but I know it occurs for people. And it's occurred for Terry. She has incidents that, past life incidents that she hasn't worked with through. And I suspect I have too. And so, you know, one of the things about Lauren, he was wondering when I was going to get to talk to him. Lauren, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you sitting there waiting? When is Wynn going to get to me?
No, I had to wake up.
I see. I'm boring you?
No.
I was wondering.
You know, Lauren and Terry have become friends. And, you know, I'm sitting on the edges of their conversations. And you know, there is a pattern that is like, why are you giving your energy to him? Why are you giving your energy to me? But I don't feel that with Lauren. I am so glad that they cheer each other up, okay? Because I like to sequester myself and work. And if I have to spend time cheering somebody up, it takes other time away. But one of the things about it is they both have similar language. And Lauren has amazing depths of perception, multidimensional depths of perception. And he sees things that are correct. And I'm not willing to say I always believe him, but I'm always open and I hear it and I'm building up a file of it. He does things that are of service to people. And he's a very caring person. And he kind of doesn't usually miss an opportunity to contribute something to someone else if he sees the potential to be able to do that. Is that true, Lauren?
Pretty much so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm talking about him in front of him, not behind his back, but I want to make sure I don't say anything that he thinks is wrong. So one of the things is just recently, you know, Terry has been dizzy lately. You've heard me talk about that. And she's been drinking a lot of water. Another thing, Lauren knows an amazing amount of alternative health. And there's areas where people would call him genius. You guys don't know this, but I did mention this one thing, is he is the person that taught Emoto about water and the healing power of water and water structuring. And a Japanese guy that became quite famous writing books about it. And Lauren taught him. And another, you know, when he first came into our group, I did a bunch of Google searches on him. And, you know, one of the things I found, and you guys can do this, you can do this search yourself. If you look up Lauren Zanier, I found that he Now, wait a second here. He actually invented a product and was contracted by a Japanese company to invent a healing machine, which became quite successful and sold all over Japan and in Europe. And it was called Somadyne. And I'll read you, since you all know Lauren, and he'll never tell you this kind of stuff. And I don't blame him, because, you know, no one likes to talk about themselves, and then people go, ooh, ah. So I'm telling you this because you have a soul, you've established this soul level connection. And this was in Japan, and I found it when I did a search. And when you do it and you find it, the company is called Somadyne.com, or Somadyne, Somadyne. And there's a picture of Lauren on there. You can see what Lauren looks like. And let me read about the product. Hospitals across the country, clinics, orthopedic, rehabilitation, orthopedic clinics, osteopathic institutes, a physician's acupuncture clinic, physiotherapist, judo, acupuncture. We have used on a variety of symptoms to treat treatment. If you are using the current weak therapy device, Somadyne, a new medical instrument, physical therapy equipment treatment unit, weak current treatment device, to your idea of the teacher, this is Japanese, you know, excuse me, I'm not reading it wrong. It's just translated Japanese. Orthopedic, open the teacher to be open, osteopathic council, open orthodontic clinic, orthopedic clinic, weak current treatment, as a device expert. We will guide you how to choose a weak current therapy device and how to use it effectively. And then it has underneath Somadyne developer, Dr. Lauren Zanier. He received a PhD degree in physics and natural science from the University of Michigan in 1969, 1970, respectively. Published books and dissertations between 1958 and 1989. It is mainly related to the resonant field theory, physical mathematical unity field theory, and its engineering application that I developed myself. He has also published papers on interference and market research. He is also a co-developer of rod water technology, which has become a technical application of resonant field theory. He has invented a large number of instruments, devices, processes, tools for industrial and general consumers. And what is rod water technology? Is that structured water?
Yeah, it means resonant organized diatomers. It was my partner's first name.
I see. All right. And from 1964 to 68, he was a high-ranking technical personnel of the U.S. military and received many awards. Currently, while writing the author on Zanier's manipulative biophysical treatment method during lectures in various places, he teaches scientific research and industrial development of biospectronics technical labs in the United States. With a deep knowledge of physics, electronic engineering, natural sciences, bioenvironment, engineering, and business management, he is a graduate lecturer, something in Illinois, University of Los Angeles, California. And And then from the developer, this is something Lauren wrote, we would like to extend our greetings to all Somadyne users, doctors, and therapists. It is a great pleasure for me to be able to tell everyone that IKEA Electronics Industry Limited, and I should mention, this is because the Somadyne website allows us to communicate with each other about Somadyne itself, various treatment techniques, observational findings, and case results, and to share opinions and precautions. This makes it possible for us to do things that are difficult to tell unless we meet in person or by phone. Because of the plans we have, the various obligations, and the things we have to do. At the time of writing this contribution, more than 300 doctors and therapists are already familiar with the effects of Somadyne in the clinical setting of various diseases or are trying to use it elsewhere. So, Lauren, is this Somadyne the best healing machine that was ever invented, that's been put out in the market?
No. Roland Reif, in the 1930s developed an instrument for handling a pathological disease. And it had about a 98% level of efficacy, clinical efficacy. The Somadyne developed for orthopedic medicine. So it wasn't designed to handle pathologies. However,
orthopedic by orthopedic, you mean things in the
physiological stuff, and like skin diseases, things like that, lumbago, arthritis, rheumatism, broken bones, blah 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 blah. And the for the Japanese client, and it was the second instrument in history to medical history, known medical history, to produce a 98% level of efficacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's unheard of.
You're talking about Royal Life now, right?
Mine too. It's the same thing.
Yours too.
Somadyne just did, but it was a different orientation. Like the Somadyne would go into tissue regeneration. It's ostensibly used for pain management. Well, if you pain is Mother Nature's alarm bell, so if you repair the tissue, the pain will go away.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is one of the advents of stem cell therapy and stuff like that, using an instrument to do it.
And when did this machine come out?
It was on the market in 1990.
Now, some of you are thinking, Lauren should be a rich man, and he should be. But when he did this machine, they just hired him and paid him, I guess you would call it, consultation fees. So even though it got sold everywhere, he never made any continuing residuals for creating it. Am I correct there, Lauren?
Well, we licensed Daiichi after designing it. I gave me a development grant, and I developed it and the instrument to actually as an answer to instruments that they were importing from the United States that were creating some side effects. So this skirted around that, and once they went on the market with it, we actually sell them the key components. including the proprietary frequencies and waveforms. And the and it's kind of space opera stuff. And the
it's similar to a Reich's machine in terms of the user's frequency to heal, correct?
Well, yeah. And ironically, what with Reich's 26 beam ray instrument, there was only a few of them made. It could, when you tuned it correctly, like somebody had cancer or something like that, you know, tune it to the BX virus, BY virus. It doesn't matter. With that instrument, that one particular instrument, you know, that series called the AR-26 beam ray. It would broadcast through walls. It would broadcast through.
We're going to have to go.
Metal walls.
We have to go because we're getting off of VBS. And I opened the door. I want to open the door just a little more for one more minute. In addition to inventing these kinds of machines and having the technology and the brilliance to know how to figure this out, Lauren also connects interdimensionally. He can see things in other people. He can see their tracks. Sometimes he can get indications of their past lives. He has a great understanding, and he started coming into our work and started listening to the Elohim talk about their sophisticated concepts of how the universe works, how it's put together, how frequencies work. And he says, geez, I know all of that. And sometimes he thinks he knows something they don't know or they're not talking about. So he's a really fascinating person. And we've talked to him before. And I'm just opening up the door to have him come on again. And I know he hangs out with you guys. He comes to the Saturday calls. And he's really special. And he knows an awful lot about health and healing and alternatives. Okay?
Unmuted.
Do you guys want to hear him again?
Yes, absolutely. And BBS came on late.
Sure.
So they said we could stay 10 minutes later if we wanted to. So if you want to, that's an option.
May I say something?
Don't you know I'm bossy? No, go ahead.
I should clarify this: is that I'm primarily self-educated. Clients would want me to have a degree in order to accept the contract. So that's how these different degrees came about. Was pretty much paper mill, but I'm primarily self-educated.
Yeah,
I do teach. I have taught professors. Yes, that's true.
I mean, you're self-educated, and you probably know what you know, not because you have a PhD. Okay, right? They don't.
Right.
You go far beyond. You go far beyond that, and you know it's not worth going into a big topic now. Okay, because we don't have enough time, and if we get into these topics, you have to go deep into them so people understand them. But
it's 7:01.
It's 7:01. I know. I just want to announce, if anyone's still listening on VBS, every night we do something called Whole Planet Healing, and it's an incredible way to keep your energy up and be part of a spiritual family every day of the week. And people come in and they're depressed. People come in and they're alienated. People come in and they're having, not that everyone has to be all those things to come in. There's people that come in that are really together. But there's an energy on the call, as we were talking earlier, that causes what I would say was a soul level connection, and you just kind of start to feel a flow, and the problems you had when you came in dissipate for an awful lot of people during the call. And then we read little sessions from the Elohim at the beginning of the call. And originally when we started this, I did not want to do something every day. And I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what was going to happen. It's taken a couple of years for it to start to gel. And now we kind of hit the ground running. And I'm just going to, this is not broadcast on VBS, but I'll give you the phone number, 712-770-4340, 712-770-4340, and then you need a PIN, and the PIN is 250-513-pound. 250-513-pound. Every day at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And you'll get to learn about the Elohim, and you'll get to feel energies on the line. So you're invited. And Lauren, thank you for allowing yourself to be shortchanged tonight. But without complaining. And thank you. But we opened the door for more interesting conversations. And I think we even have people from Squim listening who are now going...
More, please.
Who's that?
Phyllis.
Phyllis,
I want to hear more. More, please. More.
She wants to hear more.
More and more.
Okay, well, not tonight. Not tonight, Phyllis. You'll just have to talk to him while you rub his head, okay?
It's a deal.
All right. So everybody's unmuted. I don't have to unmute you all. And we'll see you on Whole Planet Healing if you show up, okay?
Thank you.
And you can say goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Ciao.
Thank you, Wynn.
Yeah. Bye,
Wynn.
Thank you, Lauren.
We love you, Wynn. Sorry about the late start, everybody. We love you so much. Big hugs, big kisses, big joy, big everything from BBS Radio, Wynn. And everyone. And everyone there.
Thank you, BBS. Thank you all. See you on the planet.
Thank you, everyone.